Hey friends, welcome back to Anti-Visions. Well, today I'm looking at an article about Virginia and how they're moving to eliminate all accelerated math courses before the 11th grade in the name of equity. Now, of course, this is a manifestation or a fruit of critical race theory. We can tell a tree by its fruit. So the media and those who are for the leftist agenda claim, no, critical race theory is not being taught in schools. And we know that the theory itself is not being taught in schools, but it's being implemented. So what they do is they just change the name of the tree, but you can know the fruit. You can know the tree by its fruit. And so what we're seeing is the fruit of it, and it tells us, well, you might have changed the name of the tree from critical race theory to diversity, equity, and inclusion, but it's still producing the fruit of critical race theory. Therefore, it is CRT. So equity itself is a really a big push. Equity is the enemy of equality. It's anti-equality. Critical race theory, its founders, part of its foundation is a questioning, and not just a questioning, but a view of classical liberalism as problematic, as something that should be considered suspect, as a kind of a cloak for white supremacy. And what I mean by classical liberalism or liberalism, that would include things like free speech and equality. And they actually question the theory of equality altogether. So, you know, there's going to be this face put on for the public saying, no, this is very American. This is not Marxist. This is not critical race theory. This is for the people. We are looking to bring equity. And that sounds so close to equality, but it's the absolute polar opposite. It's the enemy of equality. They don't want equality. They want equity, which means equal outcomes. And the best way to understand that is to read Harrison Bergeron by Kurt Vonnegut, the short story. It's a satire, and I think you can read it online even. And you have this society where now there's a handicapper general because they want equity. Everyone has to be the same. Equity wants the same outcome. So everybody doesn't just get the same opportunity, they have the same outcome. So if you're more skilled, or if you're smarter, or you're stronger, well, we got to figure out a way to reduce those abilities in you so that you're down at the same level as everyone else. So in that society, if you were a smart kid, well, in order to make you not just not smart, but to bring you to the lowest common denominator, which would be the least smart kid in the class, they put a device in your head, you know, to distract you or to cause noise and to cause pain so that you're not able to perform at the level you normally would. So it's a handicap. Or like if you're a really great ballerina, well, that's not fair to those girls that are not good ballerinas. So you get sandbags on your ankles and maybe other things that would hinder you. Hence the handicapper general. And that's what these pushes that we're seeing in education, that's what they're about. Now, I mean, it's a satire, so it sounds funny, but that's what we're doing. We're handicapping our children if we do this. We're handicapping not just our children, but our entire way of life as Americans. Anyway, so I'm going to read a little bit from this article. And it says, the Virginia Department of Education is moving to eliminate all accelerated math options prior to the 11th grade, effectively keeping higher achieving students from advancing as they usually would in the school system. Oh, I forgot to mention, this is an article from Fox News. So I also am going to say, you know, to my ears, and I can't speak for you, but to my ears, when I hear that, it sounds extremely unfair because there are so many students that are ready for accelerated math, and not just white students, but also students, you know, of all races. I mean, you can't tell me that there are no African Americans that are in accelerated classes. That is absolute nonsense. But they too will pay the price. They too will not get to move ahead because we want equity. And so we're not going to do that. Well, what about the students who are trying to get into maybe West Point or Cornell or Yale or Harvard or some other Ivy League type school or a really elite institution? Tough luck. You know, we're not going to provide that kind of education for you. So I'm going to keep reading. Loudoun County School Board member Ian Sorokin posted about the change via Facebook on Tuesday. So this was posted, I think this article was posted April 22nd. Yeah, April 22nd. So according to Sorokin, he learned of the change the night prior during a briefing from staff on the Virginia Mathematics Pathway Initiative. So it's kind of like California. They have this framework, and it's called the VMPI. And as currently planned, this initiative will eliminate all math acceleration prior to 11th grade, he said. That's not an exaggeration, nor does there appear to be any discretion in how local districts implement this. All sixth graders will take Foundational Concepts 6. All seventh graders will take Foundational Concepts 7. All 10th graders will take Essential Concepts 10. Only in the 11th grade and 12th grade is there an opportunity for choice in higher math courses. So tough luck for those kids who are ready for not just pre-algebra in middle school, but even algebra or even more. Tough luck for the kids maybe that are transferring in from another state or from maybe a private school where they might be two grade levels ahead in mathematics. And now they just got to sit there and twiddle their thumbs. I mean, there are very negative consequences for kids, even if they're smart or they're from a high SES. It doesn't matter. There are really smart, low socioeconomic students who it's not good for them to be bored in class. Just because a student is low socioeconomic doesn't mean they're not smart. And I've seen it in the schools where kids are, they're really smart and they're not being challenged. And so they get bored. And what happens is it causes problems like behavior problems and other problems that eventually will impede their academic performance. Because there's a lot more going on than just academics in the schools. But what's happening here is if you're in the seventh grade, you take seventh math. If you're in the 10th grade, you take 10th grade math. Tough luck if you had dreams for, you know, for the top medical school or for the top engineering school in the country. Tough luck. You know, maybe you could get your mommy and daddy to pay for a tutor or something. That's my quote. Now, that's not in the article. So let's see. Here it says in the article that a post included a chart with what appeared to be set math courses for 2022 to 2030. Now, I'm just going to mention, I will put in the notes, I usually do, a link to this article and to a post that I put in on the website, antivisions.com, with this article, but also with I think a link to Virginia's website and also to a webinar call with their people who are explaining this. So it's not just, you know, Fox News who said this, and also with a diagram that they have on their education website that explains and breaks down some of the demographics, performance levels, and the rationale for this new framework. Okay, back to the article. During a webinar posted on YouTube, and like I said, I'll have it posted to the notes here as well, but during a webinar posted on YouTube in December, a member of the Essential Concepts Committee claimed that the new framework would exclude traditional classes like Algebra 1 and Geometry. Committee member Ian Shank, who focused on grades 8 through 10, said, "Let me be totally clear. We are talking about taking Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, those three courses that we've known and loved, and removing them from our high school mathematics program, replacing them with essential concepts for grade 8, 9, and 10. Now, let me stop there because, yes, every time I read it, I have to shake my head and make sure that that's really, and I've listened also to the YouTube post where this guy on the committee said this. Yes, They're saying, get rid of Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2. It just kind of leaves me speechless. It's silly. Now, I will say, they claim that they're integrating those concepts into their special math program that they call, you know, I think it, what it was, like the foundational concepts. Middle school, they're called foundational concepts, and in high school, it's called essential concepts. And so they'll be weaving those concepts in, but they're not going to be teaching it directly the way they had. I don't know how that works when you're talking about colleges and transcripts, where they want to see that you passed Algebra 2 or that you took geometry. It sounds to me like dumbing down the entire curriculum. And they dress it up in lots of really great language, like we are going to differentiate instruction. Well, every teacher should differentiate instruction. That means that you're making adjustments within the class on the same subject for particular students based on their level. But there's only so far you can go, especially with packed classrooms like in California, in terms of individualizing. And when you've got kids who are super advanced, you can individualize all day long and do differentiated instruction. But if they're literally 2-3 grade levels ahead, I don't care how high you go. It's like giving a kid, you know, a harder addition problem because we're doing addition. Let's just say you're in elementary mathematics and, well, now we'll just give you a four-digit mathematic problem and the kid is actually ready for pre-algebra. You can give them a 10-digit addition problem. The kid needs to move on to new concepts and ideas. And so this is just a way of using a bunch of jargon that some of it does mean good things, but jargon to hide, kind of like fig leaves, like Adam and Eve in the garden, hide themselves behind it, knowing that the general public has no idea what they're saying. It just sounds good and it sounds expert-like. So it says, I'm going to go on and read. So think about grade 8. All of our students will be in a heterogeneously grouped class and taking essential concepts 8 at the same time. Schenck did say that the concepts courses would not eliminate algebraic ideas, but rather interweave multiple strands of mathematics throughout the courses. Those included data analysis, sounds good, mathematical modeling, oh, I like that, functions, and algebra, spatial reasoning, and probability. So they'll make sure that it's in there. Now, are the students going to learn it where they're going to actually know it? Are they going to have the level of skill that they need by the end of you know, 10th grade, for instance, in order to even be able to take those advanced classes? Will they even be prepared to take those advanced classes that they're allowed to take in 11th and 12th grade just to catch up, which they won't have on their transcripts when they're applying for colleges, by the way, because they're still taking the silly classes? I'm just disgusted at this because it's in the name of equity and what's fair. And so what's fair is to take revenge and punish those who are more advanced because of the sins of our forefathers years ago, never mind that your forefathers might not have even have lived here. Okay, so off my soapbox, back to the article. Let me see. VDOE spokesperson Charles Pyle indicated to Fox News that the courses would allow for at least some variation depending on student skill level. This is what I was talking about. Differentiated instruction means providing instruction that is catered to the learning needs of each child, appropriate levels of challenge, and academic rigor, Pyle said. Yeah. So on VDOE's website, the state features an infographic, which I will include a link to in the notes, that indicates VMPI would require concepts courses for each grade level. It states various goals like improve equity in mathematics learning opportunities, empower students to be active participants in a quantitative world, and identify K-12 mathematics pathways that support future success. Now, I'm going to mention on that infographic, the number one reason is to improve equity in mathematics learning opportunities, which means we are going to make sure that we get the handicapper general in place. We're going to handicap certain people so that we can get everyone at not advanced levels. We're talking about the lowest common denominator. So if you're higher, then we bring you down. But those who are down, how do you bring them up? I mean, that's already the problem. They're claiming that this is going to do that, but it's not. It's just going to be a catastrophe. So they also say, so I disagree with that goal altogether, and I believe that is the number one and only reason. The rest of the reasons they give are BS, basically. They're not really true. Now, I mean, maybe that's not fair, because I do think there are a lot of people who have good intentions, but they've just been indoctrinated. But, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. People with really good intentions can do really damaging and harmful things. So intentions are not enough when you're talking about people in places of responsibility making decisions for constituents, for people in a city or in a nation. Okay, so some of the other goals they state, I agree with. Empower students to be active participants in a quantitative world. Well, I would love to empower them, but is this empowering students when you're actually punishing them and you're not cultivating your skilled and talented ones? Okay, what about identify K-12 mathematics pathways that support future success? Well, they're doing the opposite. They're closing the pathways. There were pathways, and now they're saying we're shutting those pathways. The changes were just the latest of many to prompt concern from parents in the state, which has seen infighting over controversial ideas surrounding equity and race. A Loudoun parent who spoke on the condition of anonymity worried that the changes would lower standards for all students in the name of equity. Quote, these changes will have a profound impact on students who excel in STEM-related curriculum, weakening our country's ability to compete in a global marketplace for years to come, the parent told Fox News. Ian Pryor, a Loudoun parent and he was a former Trump administration official, similarly panned the move as a way to stifle advancement for gifted students and set them back as they prepare for advanced mathematics in college. This is critical race theory in action, and parents should be outraged. Close quote. Pyle didn't provide an immediate answer to concerns that the new model would hold kids back. It's unclear how exactly the differentiation would occur. When asked for more details, Pyle said, differentiated instruction is designed to provide the appropriate levels of challenge and academic rigor for each student. The changes come as the state also considered eliminating advanced high school diplomas in an attempt to improve equity. Wow. So looks like that's not the only thing that they're targeting. Here's a statement from Pyle. He's the spokesperson for Virginia's math framework thing, VDOIE or something like that. So he says, for many years, parents in the system have valued and rewarded speed via acceleration and covering content, rather than depth of understanding. The Virginia Mathematics Pathway Initiative shifts to a focus on and value for deeper learning through differentiated instruction on grade level that will promote student development of critical thinking, authentic application, and problem-solving skills, Pyle said. So let me stop there. This is a perfect example of using a bunch of jargon and nice language to cover up the real issue. The real issue is about, and that's what they're being asked about, but he didn't answer the question, isn't this equity initiative holding students back? Isn't it hurting lots of students, and not just white students, but students of color, anyone who's more advanced? Isn't it hurting them? So instead of talking about that, we go to this claim, which is that, well, for so many years, we've always been all about basically getting as far as we can, as fast as we can, and not really, you know, gaining that depth of understanding. Well, where is your evidence to back that up? Because those advanced students do understand it, and many of them go on to engineering colleges like Virginia Tech or MIT or Texas A&M University or other you know, engineering or STEM or Ivy League schools. They have many students that graduate and go to these places. So you're telling me they didn't understand when eventually they're the ones who are building our bridges, our airplanes and buildings, you know, and none of those things are falling down as of now. But if we do this with math, eventually those things will fall apart. So it doesn't pair, this just doesn't pair well with the equity reason. If what you want is a depth of understanding, you wouldn't do that to students who are advanced, who are ready to move on, who will get bored out of their minds and will be held back and not be able to go to the school that they want to later. And then some of these other claims, you know, well, we value deeper learning. Well, so do I. So do many people. And that's why they're outraged about it. And we value differentiated instruction. Like I said, that's a nice idea, but your room is so packed full of kids. Yes, you should differentiate instruction. But if a kid is ready for pre-algebra and all you're doing is going, well, we're doing double digit math, so I'll just give you a double digit addition. Well, I'll just give you quadruple digit addition. How about that? That's differentiated instruction, but it's not targeted. It's not getting the kid what he needs, which is, or she needs, which is pre-algebra or whatever it might be. So I think that what's happening, like I said, these are just fig leaves to cover up the reality. Let's see. Shifting to deeper learning through differentiated instruction, implementation of VMPI will promote student development of critical thinking, authentic application, and problem-solving skills. Those are all great things, but what they're doing is the antithesis. It's actually going to ensure that that will never happen. So offering an inclusive learning environment that engages and challenges students of varied levels of understanding and different interests will be a focus of the common mathematics pathways proposed in grades K through 10. I'm going to stop there. It just strikes me as funny, except it doesn't make me laugh, that they call it common mathematics pathways because it's not a pathway, or at least not plural. Because when you're in the seventh grade, you only do one thing. Eighth grade, only there is no pathways. It's not plural unless you're talking about multiple grades. It just saying. Okay, so they're also saying that what's important is an inclusive learning environment. Well, what do we mean by that? We're talking about inclusive. Yeah, for sure. Racially, just treating people equally who they are. But when you're talking about ability and merit and hard work and things like that, are you saying that, what does that have to do with inclusivity? That's just my question. Oh, well, of course we know they're going to say, well, it's not fair because all the white kids are the ones that are, you know, always advanced and they're the ones that are moving on. And so we need it to be more inclusive. Right. So we need to ensure that that doesn't happen because we don't want to have classes where you walk in and most kids are white. Well, that's not going to solve the problem. That is not going to deal with the issue. If you want to know and you want to be a social scientist and figure out why is that classroom full of white kids, and it probably isn't there, I guarantee you there are some minorities in there, but let's just say majority white kids, then you need to do some real science and some real research and not come up with an infantile, overly simplistic answer that says that race is the be-all, end-all reason. Okay, let's see. Later in the statement, he adds, VMPI implementation teams continue to work on addressing these considerations while moving forward to improve equity and mathematics opportunities for all students. That's double think, you know, equity in mathematics opportunities. No, equity takes away opportunities. So we're going to improve equity in mathematics by taking away opportunities for all students. That's maybe a better way to say it. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to skip ahead here. The VMPI implementation team, the parentheses VDOE college and university staff and school division staff, is currently working to seek feedback to help ensure local implementation practices address concerns like the shift from acceleration to deeper learning, said Pyle. So they've just figured out all these code words and all this jargon that means nothing to shroud what they're really doing and to obfuscate what they're really doing. But I think I've said enough for right now. And I will let you guys go. I'll post, like I said, all the links in the notes, and you can follow them and listen to the sources yourself. All right, guys, have a good one.